something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Jalingo, Kings Village Auditorium, Jolly Nyame Stadium, Jalingo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-262-2577 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says it is given to every one of us, all of us children of God, it is given to us to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, don't you ever read the Bible and say, well, I don't understand, I don't. Because the more you say you don't, the more you don't. You say, bless God, I do understand because it's given to me to understand. Now, those who are not born again may not understand because it's not given to them to understand. But Jesus said it's given to us to understand. So I have the ability to understand the Word of God. I have an anointing. See, that anointing reveals the Word of God, the mind of God to me. Do you get it? All right. Verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I could preach for a whole month on that. But let's go on. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men. Though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannul it or added thereto. He says, when there's an agreement between men, even between men, he says, nobody changes it. You can't just go and change the agreement. Praise the Lord. You have to stick to the rules. Now, verse 16. And you've got to mark verse 16 in your Bible. Now, to Abraham and his seed. Did you notice? He uses the word seed. That's singular. Did you notice that? All right. Now, let's go on. Now, to Abraham and his seed. Where the promise is made. He said not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed which is Christ. Now, you see, the Holy Spirit led Paul to understand the scriptures when he studied the scroll. As he studied the word, he found out by the leading of God's Spirit that when God spoke to Abraham, God said to you and to your seed. And he observed that the Lord didn't say to you and to your seeds. Now, you see, that's just like you when you study the Bible and you make a distinction between singular terms and plural terms and past tense and present tense and future tense. Praise the Lord. So he also made that observation. He found out that when God spoke to Abraham, God said, to you and to your seed. And he made a note of that. He said, God didn't say to you and to your seeds, referring to many seeds, but to one, to you and to your seed. So, look at that logic there. Come on. Verse 16 one more time. Now, to Abraham and his seed, where the promises made. The promises were made to Abraham and his seed. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. Now, this is beautiful. He's telling us that the covenant came before the law of Moses. The covenant of God made with Abraham came before the law of Moses. Then it tells us that the terms of the covenant couldn't be changed by the law of Moses. In other words, anything that is in the law of Moses that is inconsistent with the terms of the Abrahamic covenant, as far as that inconsistency is concerned, the word that came through Moses cannot stand against the word that's based on the covenant. Come on, are you hearing this? I think this is mind-blowing. This is beautiful. Boy, this is just something else. Wow. I mean, it's a big wow. He takes the Mosaic law and he puts it over here, and then he tells them, look, anything that is in this law, he says, I believe this is from God, but anything that is in this law that is inconsistent with this Abrahamic covenant is overruled. Oh boy. Wow. He says the law of Moses can't change the covenant because that agreement was made first. So whatever is coming now, it's got to be based on it. Hey. Oh, look at verse 18. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. He says, if we've got to get the blessing by obeying the law, then the blessing is no longer of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Not by the law, not by qualifying through the law. He gave it to Abraham. Do you know what the man is attacking here? He's attacking righteousness by the law. He knows he was one of them. He was one of those who got proud by obeying the law, and they thought that they became righteous through the law. Now the man says, the law says, if you obey all of this, then you'll be righteous, then God will bless you. Your blessing was preconditioned on obedience to the law. Now he goes back to this and says, but God, hallelujah, but God gave the inheritance to Abraham without the law. God gave the inheritance to Abraham without the law. So, how come? He says, righteousness, therefore, cannot be by the law. You don't get the blessing because of the law. But the word of Moses was, if you obey all of these commandments, you'll be blessed in the city. You'll be blessed in the field. You'll be blessed in your going out. You'll be blessed in your coming in. And this man, Paul, had lived that way all his life. But now he looks at it again. And he says, but the Mosaic law was supposed to be founded on the Abrahamic covenant. And the inheritance came by promise, not by obedience to the law, because the law came 430 years later. Hallelujah. You know, the man was a lawyer. Yeah, it's good to look at this and appreciate the word of God and see the arguments. Verse 18, one more time. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? Can you see that now? He's gotten there. He says, so why do you serve the law? Why?
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. And he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you receive salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jalingo, Kings Village Auditorium, Jolly Nyame Stadium, Jalingo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0706-262-2577. Or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
This message is titled, An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you. Thank you.